Over the last 10 games, you're 8-1-1. The goals against have been very good. Would you say your team is playing its best hockey of the season?
I think we're trending in the right direction, no question. I think we're playing a more complete game from our end out. Still, always looking different areas to improve in. I still think our second periods haven't been great. Was better on Saturday, but that's still an area where we have to make sure we're doing a better job.
Rich, go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Jay. Northeastern is in a position where they probably have to run the table in this tournament. Do you anticipate like one of those surges in a very desperate opponent on Saturday night?
Yeah, no question. I think they're certainly going to be desperate. And in saying that too, they always seem to play their best against us. There's no question about it. We've had our issues against them, closing out games, winning games. So we have to be ready for everything they throw at us.
Gracie, go ahead.
Hi, Coach. Just injury updates. Is everyone good to go? You mentioned Peterson will be practicing this week.
Yep. I think we have everyone healthy and ready to go. Peterson practiced. He's been practicing this week, practiced Tuesday, practiced today. So he should be good to go tomorrow and good to go Saturday.
Mike, go ahead.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks, Jay. Jay, what makes Northeastern, such a tough opponent and one, that has taken two or three of you this year?
Well, they do a very good job defensively, not letting you get to the inside. They have some bigger D, some longer D, have good sticks. Their forwards have very good sticks. They do a very good job of protecting the middle of the ice. So that's one of their strengths. Their goaltender's excellent. And then they have some players that can make some plays offensively as well. So they're a dangerous team. We've had our issues with them, but it's the way they defend and don't let us get inside and keep us to the outside. And we've had trouble getting into interior ice against them.
Two quick ones here on Macklin, if I may, Jay. Like one of the things that separates, we all know, like the good players from the great players is the work they put in outside gameplay. I remember watching this in Bedard, the shot, the work to really want to be a better passer, playmaker. How prominent is that in Macklin with his desire to learn, with correcting mistakes and his respect for older players?
Yeah, it's every day for Macklin. Anytime he steps on the ice, he's looking to improve. Whether he goes out there by himself, whether it's during a practice, whether it's during a skill session, he's always looking at ways to improve, offensively, defensively. That's his mindset. Studying video, studying other players he plays against. He puts a lot of work in, and it's paying off for him. And I think that's why he's as good as he is. And saying that, his competitiveness is second to none. Like he never takes a practice drill off, a rep off. So it's pretty impressive for a kid 17 years old to have that mindset. And it's every day. It's not like you get it like 3 times a week. It's 7 days a week. It's been fun to coach him. He wants to learn. He wants to be coached. So it's been great.
And one more, if I can. And I don't know how many times or how often you're asked about this, but Macklin's brother, Aiden, how has he helped in his maturation and development?
Yeah, I think they push each other. I think it's nice to have your older brother. They're in the same class, so they spend a lot of time together. They're roommates. So I think that certainly helps, makes you feel more comfortable. So I think that's, you'd have to ask him a little bit more about that, but they're very close. They're competitive, just like, a lot of our guys are, and I think it helps our group.
Thanks, Jay.
Rick, go ahead.
Coach, you have the last change in the game. How important will matchups be, particularly with two fairly potent lines at Northeastern?
I think we'll see how the game's going. I feel very comfortable with the four lines we'll be rolling out there to play against anyone. But we'll see how the game goes if we're gonna, really focus on matching, lines or not. I'm pretty comfortable with our group where we're at right now, that any line I throw out there can do the job, both defensively and offensively.
Gracie, go ahead.
Cade Weber's been gaining a lot of recognition after recently breaking the NCAA record for most blocks in a season. Is that kind of a skill that you work on with him, or does that come instinctively for him?
I think it comes more instinctively for him. And you have to have a willingness to be able to get in front of the puck, and he certainly has that. You know, his timing's very good. He reads the play very well. He kills the thing too with he killing penalties. He's out there for usually more than half of the penalty kill, so gets a lot of blocks there. But it's a skill that he's very good at.
Rich, go ahead.
Coach, if we could go back to Cameron Whitehead for a second, what's his skill set? You know, besides athleticism and size, what do you see from him?
He's a big body. He's calm in the net. He reads the play very well. I think those are, you know, some of his strengths.